come to order. Will the members please vote to signify their presence? Have all members voted? Secretary, please close the roll.
The roll shows 15 senators present this morning. Senators Dick Fisher, Josephson, Kelly, Moss, Rohde, and Strzelczewski are excused from the call of the Senate today.
We stand for the invocation.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the Lord of all creation. You have blessed our state not only with extraordinary beauty, but with phenomenal resources. Give all of us, we pray, a commitment to use this rich legacy to serve the needs of all of our people, especially the poor, those with limited power, including those who come after us. Whenever our legislators live out this compassionate responsibility, make us, the citizenry, aware of our obligation to give them support, to show them our gratitude for their stewardship of what you have bestowed upon us. In your holy name we offer our prayer. Amen.
Secretary certifies correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to correctness of the Journal for the 67th legislative day.
You're right.
I move the Journal for the 67th day to approve the Senate.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Ray.
Yes, Mr. President. We have a few students here with their teacher, Rick DeLenzo. They're from Floyd Dryden Junior High School. When I call your name, would you please stand up? Tom Keelan, Susan McNamara, Jennifer Wilson, Mike Wright, and Pat Inkster. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Paul Fisher.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, we have three folks from the represent the city of Kenai in different capacities. We have the city mayor, Ron Malston. We have city councilwoman and also borough assemblywoman, Betty Glick. And we also have the city manager, Bill Brighton.
I'd like to introduce a person that many of us have called my friend, the Godfather, but this person can really call him the Godfather. My daughter, Beth Pertula, Bill Ray's good friend and godchild. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
There has been has the speaker discharged? There is no notice of the speaker having discharged the pre-conference committee. Is that correct?
I have officially not received any message, sir.
All right. My understanding is there would be a message forthcoming. Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are the reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 19, making appropriations to the University of Alaska for construction of dormitory complexes. And the committee recommends that it do be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass with a new title. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring, Senators Ferguson, Sackett, and Mulcahy. Senator Fake signed, no recommendation. SB 19 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 106, an act relating to overcrowding of the state prison system, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and reports that back as follows. Senator Vic Fisher, chairman, signed do pass. Senator Rohde and Senator Ray signed no recommendation. SB 106 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 147, relating to safeguarding self-identity and address of motor vehicle operators involved in accidents, and reports it back with an amendment as follows. Senator Vic Fisher, chairman, signed do pass. Senator Ray and Senator Rohde signed no recommendation. SB 147 has a further referral to judiciary. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 150, supplemental appropriation for water and sewer grants, special appropriations to an unincorporated community and municipalities for water, sewer, or solid waste grants, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring, Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, Sackett, and Fakes. SB 150 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill No. 161, Appropriation to the Fishery Industrial Technology Center for Salmon Quality Control Education. The committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Sackett. Senator Fake signed, do not pass. SB 161 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on calendar.
The Transportation Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill No. 165, Racing Events on Public Highways, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Moss, chairman, concurring Senator Fake and Senator Curtula. Senator Gilman signed no recommendation. SS SB 165 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on calendar.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill No. 171, Compensation of State Officials and Employees, and the majority of the committee recommends do pass and attach a fiscal note. Signed, Senator Eliason, chairman, concurring Senator Sackett and Mulcahy. Senator Rohde signed, no recommendation. There is a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution No. 2, travel by senior citizens aboard vessels of the state marine highway system, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, chairman, concurring Senator Rohde and Senator Ray, HCR 2 has a further referral to finance. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill No. 218, Finance, Board of Marine Pilots, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Elias and chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Sackett, and Mulcahy. CSHB 218, Finn, has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered House Bill No. 224, effective date added, relating to the Board of Nursing, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass and signed Senator Eliason, chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Sackett, and Mulcahy. HB 224 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
The Rules Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution No. 11, relating to the use by petit jurors of earphones, and recommends that it be calendared on March 28, signed Senator Fake's chairman, concurring Senator Ray and Senator Ferguson. This bill will appear on the Monday calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
I might have the opportunity to comment that it establishes, once again, that early in the legislative session, you have hearings and you look over legislation, and it takes a good number of weeks before bills are in shape to come to the calendar. The committees have put out a lot of bills in the last couple of days, but the work has been going on for several weeks and months. Are the reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are the resolutions for introduction?
There are no new resolutions today.
There are bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill No. 207 by Senator Ferguson by request, an act relating to compensation of members of the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game.
Resources, finance.
Senate Bill No. 208 by the Judiciary Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date.
The Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill No. 209 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to scholarship loans and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill No. 210 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to guaranteed student loan financing and providing for an effective date with a zero fiscal note.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill No. 211 by Senator Curtula, an act establishing an Alaska Toll Bridge and Causeway Authority.
Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill No. 212 by Senator Curtula, an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Toll Bridge and Causeway Authority for the design and construction of Connect and Turnigan Arm causeways and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, finance, any member that wishes to be a co-sponsor, the legislation will be on the desk.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary, please read Senate Bill 139 by title.
House Bill No. 139 by Representatives Malone and Phillips, an act providing a penalty for violation of a law or regulation relating to bees and beekeeping equipment. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Ray, chairman, and Senator Ziegler and Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. Signing do pass were Senators Josephson and Pettyjohn. There are no amendments.
In absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 139 be advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection. Secretary, read the bill by title and number.
House Bill number 139, an act providing a penalty for violation of a law or regulation relating to bees and beekeeping equipment.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ray.
Through the chair to Senator from Anchorage, member of the Judiciary Committee. I wonder why this is a Class B misdemeanor. Is there any emphasis on that?
You wish to respond? You may, Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, I was signed by the illustrious chairman of the Judiciary Committee, the heavy burden of taking this bill and getting it through the committee and presenting the arguments for it. There was a lot of discussion about whether this should be a Class B misdemeanor, and I think there was a consensus on the committee that there was really no other choice, and it should be a Class B misdemeanor.
Perhaps this should come up April 1st. Senator Gilman, I know that your district is...
I can't pass up the opportunity to make one comment about this this bill. I hope this isn't the crime package for this year.
It's an old friend. Yes, it's been buzzing around for several years now. The question is called for. The question is, shall House Bill 139 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 excused.
House Bill 139 has passed the Senate. There is a citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation.
A citation honoring Roger Page by Representative Zaroff and Senator Mulcahy.
Senator Ray.
There are no additions. Mr. President, I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection, so ordered. The citation calendar is approved. Takes us to unfinished business. Are there items under unfinished business? You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused, not subject to the call. On March 29th, 30, and 31st, for the purposes of attending a joint legislative meeting with the Yukon and Alaska Territory, or Yukon Territory and Alaska Legislature.
No objection, official business. Are there announcement of committee meetings this morning? Announcement of committee meetings. You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, at 11 a.m. this morning, the Special Committee on Agriculture will meet in the Butchrow Room to consider grain markets and other subjects that are dear to the ag people, sir. It'll be a teleconference, too.
Teleconference at 11.
At 11 this morning.
Are there further announcement of committee meetings, Mr. Finance Chairman?
Just a reminder, 9 a.m. on Monday, Senate Bill 18, to do with the classrooms, University of Alaska appropriation bill.
Rules, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a meeting of the Special Committee on Legislative Reform today at noon in the Belts Room. We had to cancel yesterday due to a Finance Committee meeting. We are hoping to draft legislation on conflict of interest.
Resources, Chairperson.
Mr. President, today at 3 in the Belts Room, Resources Committee will be taking up Senate Bill 73, 120, 136, 151, 156, and SR2. On Monday at 3 in the Belts, we'll be hearing Senate Bill 32, an act relating to rural electrification loans, Senate Bill 128, an act establishing certain areas as marine park units of the Alaska State Park System, Senate Bill 140, an act establishing the Electrical Cooperative Revolving Loan Fund, and SB 141, an act making a special appropriation to the Electrical Cooperative Revolving Loan Fund.
Senator Ray, Judiciary Chairman.
Committee will meet at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room. The bills are posted, and if we're having some other meetings, and all those will be posted. It will be in the Journal.
May we stand at ease? Senator Bennett, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, there's been some inquiries as to the Senate activities on Friday, April 1st, and Monday, April 4th. I wonder if we could get some kind of indication as to where there will be meeting that day. I think I know, but I mean, I'd like somebody else to be officially tell us what the meeting times are.
Can we come at ease, Senator Ray? Would you and the rules chairperson, would you wish to?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. In reference to Easter weekend, a memo was distributed, but to reiterate that memo, there will be no session on Friday, April 1st, and session will begin at 2:30 on Monday, so that it will be a long weekend in honor of Easter.
That's correct. Friday we will be absent, so you can plan on your agenda and being back in session approximately 2:30 on Monday. It's the first long weekend of that length we've had. I have been informed by the House representatives, the Speaker's assistant. You have the floor.
President, may we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Representatives intends to discharge the Free Conference Committee, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 166. I don't have official information, so I will discharge the Free Conference Committee as of this time and appoint a new committee on free conference with powers of free conference, so far as I'm concerned. Senator Ray will be the chairman, Senator Mulcahy and Senator Fakes will be the members. Again, the House has informed me only indirectly, and this notice through the rules chairperson, that Cowdery, Tischer, and Miller have been appointed on the House side. Frankly, if I might make a statement, in all the years that I've been in the Senate and the House, either this is a unicameral nature of discharge. Either the Speaker or the President can discharge a Free Conference Committee, and I intend to proceed with that as the rule of this body without some substantial objection from the body. There is a question that states that both chairmen have to discharge. And I don't want to set any precedents. This is not a precedent. This is a result of information that's come to me secondhand, and there is an urgency of some $10,000 a day to solution of this bill. So I'm doing it for that reason. Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr.
Senator.
Mr. President,
Elbert.
Just as a point of parliamentary inquiry, under Mason's, it provides that conference committees include where there are three, two will represent the majority and one the minority. Is it your position that conference committees in this session of the Senate will not follow that rule?
It's Senator Ray.
It's my understanding that there is no recognized minority in the Senate.
You have the floor, Senator.
I'm referring to Section 768 of Mason's Section 6, which reads, where there was a division in the House with reference to a bill, it is the established practice to appoint a majority of the committee from the prevailing side to also appoint a representative from a minority. The minority it refers to is clearly the minority with regard to the bill, which is the subject of the conference committee. So whether or not the majority in this body is going to recognize the minority has nothing to do with that provision of Mason's. We're talking about the votes in favor of a bill and the votes against it, and that is what the conference committee membership should revolve around.
Under eight.
It's just a courtesy, and it isn't established in anything. The presiding officer, as a courtesy, can do that. It isn't required.
Senator Ray, you are correct. The point is, and I draw on this point of background, many years ago, the system was that in order to appoint, you had to vote on the prevailing side in order, and it got a lot of confusion. Senator Butrovich, when he ran for governor, was accused of having voted wrong. He spent a good deal of his campaign noting that he had voted on a particular side of an issue so that he could get on a free conference committee to resolve the problem. We have subsequently, in our actions, removed the need to change your vote to the opposite side at the last moment in order to be available for a free conference committee. And I think that experience would hold in my determination here. You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I'm referring to Rule 55, the uniform rules of this body, which state,
The rules of parliamentary practice comprised in Mason's Manual 1979 implement and govern the uniform rules of the legislature in all cases not covered by these uniform rules. I am referring to a specific provision of Mason's, Section 768. It is the rule of this body, and I do not think that the chair should be deviating from the rules of this legislature and the rules of Mason's just because he thinks it's a better way to proceed. I don't think that's appropriate.
Rules, Chairperson.
Mr. President, Rule 42 of our Uniform Rules, Section A, specifically states that the chairman may appoint the members of the conference committee. It is stated in our rules, therefore, we do not have to go to Mason's.
That is correct. Senator Ray.
It was in our uniform rules some time ago, and because of objections and because of the confusion, it was removed to that was probably prior to the senator from Anchorage membership in the body.
You have the floor, Senator Pettyjohn.
I'd like to thank the senator from Juneau for reminding me of my limited tenure in this body. However, I would like to point out that the rule that Senator Rules Chairman pointed out is a general rule, and it speaks generally of the appointive powers of the chair. The rule in Mason's defines that general rule in a specific manner, and any first-year law student would be able to explain that when you have a general rule and a specific rule, the specific rule is the one that should be applied.
It's my ruling that the appointments stand. Senator Ray.
For procedure for the senator from Anchorage to take, if he has an objection, is to make a formal objection, and then it'll be whether.
I will. Senator Ray, you still have the floor.
Make a formal objection, and then we see whether we uphold the chair or not.
You have the floor, Senator.
I make a formal objection to the appointment, Mr. President.
Question is, you have the floor, Senator.
Have a brief at ease, please.
We'll be at ease. I had recognized or wished to recognize, if he still desires the floor, Senator Pettyjohn.
I yield to Senator
Halford. He can't yield, Senator. You have the floor, Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. You've apparently made a ruling on a point of parliamentary inquiry, which really doesn't require a ruling. I asked under a point of parliamentary inquiry what the provisions were going to be. If Senator Pettyjohn then objects, then it's obviously your prerogative to rule that objection out of order.
That is correct.
I think we've kind of confused the issue by a ruling on a point of parliamentary inquiry, which started.
I should have just made a statement on the parliamentary inquiry. Senator Ray.
I was understanding that the senator from Anchorage was objecting, or his course of action was to object to make it a proper ruling, that's all.
You have the floor, Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, I'm not going to pursue this any farther by either carrying forward with the objection or appealing the ruling of the chair. It's apparent that this body operates under Rule 12, which is not actually printed in the thing, so I don't think it's necessary to continue this.
You have the floor, Senator Lashley.
Mr. President, thank goodness it's Friday. Can we revert to any announcements?
We've reverted.
Mr. President, the subcommittee you appointed on the Fairbanks Anchorage Intertie is going to have a meeting at 1 o'clock Monday in that Belts room. Thank you.
Notice the meeting. I would like to talk to you, Senator Pettyjohn, because I do have a position of background and knowledge on the specific subject you cited and show you through personal discussion where this leads to, what the problem was, and the fact that we had resolved it, this specific problem some years ago. You have the floor, Senator Sackett.
Just a reminder, the subcommittee on department law will meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Further announcements? Are there items under special orders? Senator Sackett has the floor.
I'm asking unanimous consent that I be allowed to speak on permanent fund dividends.
Senator Sackett does have the floor without objection.
Mr. President, there's been a lot of discussion on permanent fund dividends and the payment of those, whether it's going to be continued and what dollar amount for the next go-around, and the Department of Revenue right now is gearing up for the applications to come in on that. But I do want to bring to your attention a problem that we've had with the first permanent fund dividend distribution. About November and December, I started receiving telephone calls from constituents that they had not received their permanent fund dividends and they could not gain any information from the Department of Revenue under that administration. And so when I came down here, I made a commitment that I would accept all collect calls that came in from the district from people inquiring because they couldn't get a response from the administration then. To date, I have received 754 telephone calls of people who have not received their dividend from my district. And this is a tremendous amount, and I want to bring it to your attention because if it's the case in my district, it probably is the case statewide. As I delved into the problem, it became very evident that with the last administration under Commissioner Williams, this particular program had been incompetently handled. And with the new administration, I must say that I have received a tremendous amount of help from them. And they've bent over backwards and trying to get the thing unraveled and make the payments. And I wanted, again, to bring this to your attention because we're going into the second year now, and yet we haven't been able to pay literally thousands of people who have a right to receive the dividend the first time around.
Senator Sackett, we had as many as 50 calls a week, 50 calls a week on the subject. You have the floor, Senator
Fisher. I'd like unanimous consent to continue talking about the permanent fund dividend checks.
You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
I guess I concur with what Senator Sackett has been talking about. We found the administration to be very, very cooperative. We did the same thing in our district, and the problem that I've had with just two staff members is trying to handle the influx of telephone calls. And I checked this morning, we've handled almost 1,400, which meant that we were full-time, both people, just handling the permanent dividend check problem. But we did find, and I must commend the department has really worked with us well, and we are now getting a lot of responses from people who have received their checks as a result of our working with the department.
Yes, both my wife and one of my daughters is full-time volunteers. Did just exactly what you're talking about. Are there further items or special orders? Senator Ray.
Business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday, March 28th.
We are adjourned to 11 a.m.